We're going to talk this morning about remaining as spiritual babes. It's a warning we read about in Hebrews chapter 5. And this is a topic I was given to speak about. I'm supposed to be giving it in Amarillo here in a couple weeks. And so I guess y'all get to be the guinea pigs on this one too. This is a warning that is very, one that we need to heed to. A warning that is going to have great consequences if we don't heed to this warning. There are some bad things that will happen if we don't heed to the warning that's given to us here in Hebrews. So let's go ahead and read that. Starting there in verse number 12, it says, For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We see here a warning about remaining as a spiritual babe and what the kind of the qualities of a spiritual babe is. And so this morning we're going to look at what is a babe? What is a spiritual babe? We're going to talk about Christians who are growing. We're going to talk about what is a strong Christian. We're going to ask the question, how can I grow? And we're going to look at people who don't grow and what happens to them. And finally, we're going to measure up to this standard that we read about and this warning that we hear about in Hebrews. So ask yourself throughout this lesson, where am I? Do I find myself as a spiritual babe? Do these qualities, do they describe myself? Am I described as a babe or someone who's growing? Or am I a strong Christian? Someone who's a full age, as it said there in Hebrews. So what is a babe? As we read, it says a babe needs milk. It says that a babe can't yet teach others, and that we're going to read about how babes can be tossed to and fro. But I want to get something right off the bat, that being a babe is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, it's not a bad thing at all. Everyone at one point has to be a babe in Christ. They have to be a newborn, and they have to learn from God's word. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Here, the warning is for people who have been in Christ for some time and are still a spiritual babe. So as I said, a newborn babe in Christ needs milk. Down there towards the end of verse number 12, it says, and become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You know, oftentimes when you hear this scripture, people use the same example. And the reason is because there's not a better example. They talk about an actual baby and how a baby needs milk and how they're not ready for strong meat. And if you tried to give them strong meat, they would obviously choke on it. It would do more harm than it would good for them. A baby has to have that milk to get stronger and to get stronger to where they can work up to having that strong meat. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 1 it says, And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. So a newborn baby is going to need milk. And if you're a babe in Christ, you're going to need that milk. You're going to need that. It says that the milk is the first principles, the oracles of God. It's what they need because they're unskillful in the word. They need to be taught those things and they need to learn those things before they can learn more complex ideas in the Bible, before they can handle the meat. They have to have that milk. You know, in Hebrews chapter 5, it says that babes must be taught again. If you've been a babe in Christ and you don't study your Bible and you don't work at growing and you don't work at becoming a full age and becoming a strong Christian, then you're going to need to be retaught some things. It says, when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. You know, this verse is really hitting home with me right now because I took Accounting 1 a couple semesters ago. Accounting 1 was not a fun class. It was difficult. And somehow I passed it. And I was happy about that. Well, then I took a semester off and I took a summer off. And here we are, fast forward to Accounting 2. And the first day, you know, we start talking. And of course, she does what any professor does. She starts review. And she hands out a paper. And she says, if you don't know the things on this paper, you're going to need to get help. And I looked at the paper and I realized, I need help. This is not going to be easy. And the same thing can happen here. If you once we're a babe in Christ and you learn the first principles of God, you learn the basics that are taught in the Bible, and then you don't ever use them, you don't apply them, you don't think about them, you don't study them out further, the milk of the Word, then after a while you're going to forget those things. You're not going to be able to recall them. And especially whenever it comes to teach someone else who needs those things, you're not going to be able to teach them. You know, I was thinking if my professor would have said, all right, Zane, here's a new guy. He didn't take accounting one, but he got into this accounting class. So I'm going to need you to teach him some of the things on this paper from accounting one. There is no way I could have done that because I forgot them. It's by the time that I should be able to teach someone else about those principles in accounting, I need somebody to reteach them to me. And it's a shame. And it's a shame for you if the same thing happens with God's Word. That if someone needs your help and someone needs the first principles to be taught to them, that you can't teach them to them because you haven't used them. You don't apply them to yourself. A newborn babe is also tossed to and fro. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know, a newborn babe is obviously going to face some difficulties that a stronger and full-age Christian are not going to face. You know, there's going to be temptations that take them that are much, that a strong Christian wouldn't give into. There's going to be things in God's Word that a stronger and a full-age Christian would be able to understand and be able to interpret and be able to teach that a babe just can't do. And that's why they must grow. I think it's important, when you go back thinking about Hebrews, it talks about, that the babe can't, I think it was actually in Corinthians, the newborn babe can't handle the strong meat. They have to have milk. And it's because the strong meat's going to choke them up. It's going to be too much for them. You know, if you take a babe in Christ and you tell them to study some things that are very difficult to understand, that would take tons of studying to require, it might do more harm than it would good to that Christian because it's going to be difficult for them to understand. And that's why the babes need milk. So is this you? As we've kind of shortly described what a babe is this you? Do you find yourself needing to be retaught principles from God's Word? God is love. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. The plan of salvation. Do you find those things needing to be retaught to you after you've already learned them? Do you find yourself unable to teach them? If someone asked you to teach those to them, could you do that? Could you teach someone else the first principles of God? Do you find yourself being able to discern good and evil? It said there in Hebrews that a strong Christian discerns good and evil. They have their senses exercised. Do you find yourself being tossed to and fro by the world, that the devil can take hold of you so easily? Do you find God's Word to be difficult to understand? If so, you might be a babe in Christ. Do you think that describes you? Next, let's talk I've got one verse about people who are growing. You know, those who are growing, they're obviously going to require some meat. You know, if they're truly growing and studying God's Word, then they're going to need some milk. They're going to need quite a bit of milk, but they're also going to need some meat. I would say that people who are growing are learning how to teach others the first principles of God. You know, they're getting to where they understand those things more fully. They can help other people out with that, and their senses are being exercised. In Luke chapter 2 and 52, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man." And I read this for one reason, to show that there's going to be time where you have to grow. If you want to become a full age, if you want to be a strong Christian, if you want to be able to digest the meat of God's Word, then you're going to have to grow. There's going to be some things that have to happen. It even happened for Jesus. Jesus had a time of growing whenever he was about his Father's business here in Luke chapter 2. Is this you? Do you think you're a growing Christian? Are you learning how to teach others? Do you think you're able to teach others some of the principles of God? Do you exercise your senses? And do you adequately study the Scripture? Do you think this describes you? Next is a strong Christian. It says a strong Christian is able to digest the strong meat of the Word. But I think they also need milk. And also, a strong Christian is ready to teach others, and a strong Christian is a workman of God's Word. In Hebrews 5 and verse number 14, it says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." And as I said, a strong Christian is ready to teach others. You know, it says that a babe in Christ, someone who can only handle the milk of the word, they need time to be retaught. They can't teach other people those, but a strong Christian must be able to reteach God's word, especially the first principles. They must be able to spread that message to others. In 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." You know, that really reminds me when it says rightly dividing the word of truth. It reminds me back in Hebrews chapter 14 of discerning good and evil, having your senses exercised. You know, if you study God's word, then you're going to be able to discern good and evil. You're going to be able to exercise your senses. And when the devil comes, you're going to be able to step away from those temptations if your senses have been exercised through his word. Is this you? Do you think this describes yourself? Can you teach others from God's word? Can you teach principles? Can you teach the basics of God's word, that God is love, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and the plan of salvation? Can you relay that message to others? Can you discern good and evil? And are your senses exercised? Let's talk about how we can grow. You know, there's many ways that we could talk about. I've just got a couple here for us to talk about this morning. And the first would be to get in the word. The next would be to practice what you study and to realize that it's going to take some time. You know, there's a reason why in Hebrews it said that those who digest strong meat are of full age. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to be able to study and to be able to teach those other principles. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, it says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." You know, I've read this scripture wrong for a long time. You know, I always read it, I kind of did it just then. "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word." Well, it doesn't say that. It says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word." If you're a newborn babe, that's what you need to desire, the sincere milk of the word. You need to desire the first principles of God. You need to desire the things that are milk, the things that can help you grow, that can help you to where you can become a full age, the things that can help you work up to the strong meat. That's what you need to desire. You know, this reminds me of children that play sports. There was a few little boys that were over at the elementary when I was in high school, and mom would take pictures of them wearing their basketball jerseys and stuff because they wanted me to see. And you think about what they desire out of that sport. They don't desire the fundamentals of the sport. You know, when they were playing basketball, they didn't desire to learn how to shoot a correct layup. They didn't desire how to, you know, dribbling skills. They didn't desire footwork. What they desired was the strong meat of that sport. They desired to do the things that were complex because that's what they'd seen whenever they watched it on TV. They desired to be able to do a between the legs, behind the back dunk because that's what's cool. But it says here, as newborn babes, we need to desire the sincere milk of the word. And if you want to grow in a sport, you're going to have to start at the principles. You're going to have to start at the fundamentals. And it's the same with God's word. If you want to grow, you have to start with the fundamentals and you have to build upon that. In 2 Timothy 3 and 16, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." We got to get in the word. All scripture is profitable. We can get in the word. We can find that reproof. We can find the instruction in righteousness. We can find correction in where we've done wrong. If we get in the word, that's how we're going to grow. 2 Peter 1 and verse number 4 says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, there's a word that sticks out to me there towards the beginning of that scripture. It's the word diligence. And the word diligence there is the same word that we find in 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's the same word, diligence and study. We need to study. If we want to study, or if we want to add these things, then we're going to have to study. If we want to grow in God's word, we're going to have to study. If we want to be able to partake of that strong meat, if we want to be able to become a full-aged, a strong Christian, we're going to have to add these things through diligence, through study of God's word. And then we can add these things. And practice what you study. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 9, it says, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." You know, somebody told me once that it's not practice that makes perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. And I think that's the same with God's word. We have to practice the things that God teaches us perfectly. We have to practice them in the way that he says them, or we can't expect to find the results that he has in this book. And like I said, it's going to take some time, and we need to know that God gives the increase. In Job chapter 5 and verse number 26, it talks about corn. And it says, "Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season." I read this also for one reason, to know that there's a time for everything. There's a time when you're going to become a full-aged Christian. There's a time when you're going to be able to digest that strong meat and to be able to step away from the milk so much. There's going to be a time whenever you can partake of that strong meat. In Ephesians 4 and verse number 16, this is after we read about where it said that babes are tossed to and fro. It says, "From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love." You know, when you think about that child and as they're growing and as they're trying meat for the first time and as they're starting to digest things that are a little more complex, you know, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time, the same here. It says that the whole body fitly joined together. You know, the church is fitly joined together. It's perfectly compacted together, and every joint supplies. And if we want to be one of those joints that supplies, if we want to be part of that that helps the church, you know, compact and fit together perfectly, then it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to learn what our role is and to learn what we can do and to be able to study those things further out and to grow into that role. And God gives the increase. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 6, it says, "I planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." You know, it says that every man will receive his own reward according to his labor. You know, God's going to give us the increase, but not if we just sit back and don't study his word. He's going to give us the increase, and he's going to help us to be able to digest that strong meat if we're working at it. If we're taking the milk of his word, and if we're building upon that, if we add to our faith virtue and our virtue knowledge, to our knowledge temperance, if we keep adding upon that, God's going to give us the increase. God's going to help us out according to how much we work. We got to have the will to grow. We got to have the will to grow into Christ and to not become a babe anymore. Let's look at those who don't grow. This is really what the warning in Hebrew is all about, for the people who don't grow, for the people that remain babes in Christ long after they've been added to the church. They don't study and they don't grow and they can't teach others. This is what happens to those people if they don't decide to grow. As we read there in 2 Peter already about adding to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance and to temperance patience and to patience godliness and to godliness brotherly kindness and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. You know what that reminds me of? When it says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. He'd forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. It reminds me of a babe in Christ who's been a babe for years. They forgot how to teach the first principles of God. They needed to be taught again the first principles of God. They forgot about it. It's the same here that we read in 2 Peter. Forgot that you were purged from your sins. Are you a babe in Christ? Have you forgotten the good news? Have you forgotten that Jesus died for you? Do you need to be retaught those principles? In Matthew chapter 13, we read a passage of scriptures that is very common that I'm sure everyone's heard. It's the parable of the sower here. And starting there in verse number 19, it says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed in the stony place is the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and take care, and the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." You know who this reminds me of? It sounds a lot like the babes in Christ that we read about in Hebrews chapter 5. Those who need to be taught again. Those who need to be retaught first principles of God. Those that need milk. Those who that are especially can't discern good and evil. Those whose senses are not exercised. That's who it sounds like. It says there, "When he heareth the word in the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart." Sounds like a babe in Christ who hasn't grown. Who's had that opportunity but never made it. Because whenever they should have been exercising their senses, whenever they should have been studying the word of God, they weren't doing that. They chose to do something else. And because of that, the devil comes and he takes that away out of their heart. He takes it away from them. In verse 21, "Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by, he is offended." You know who that sounds like? It sounds like the ones we read about in Hebrews chapter 5. When the tribulation comes, they can't discern that good and evil. They can't fight off the devil because they haven't studied enough. Because they don't know how to discern it. Because their senses aren't exercised. He comes and they endure for a while. But then when tribulation comes, they pass away. Because they're still a babe in Christ. And the devil just takes them and roots them up that easily. And then later in verse 22, "He that heareth the word and take and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." You know who that sounds like? It sounds a lot like the babes in Christ that we read about in Hebrews chapter 5. That can't discern good and evil. That need to be retaught the first principles of God. And when the devil comes, and when he brings, when he deceives you, whenever he chokes you with the cares of the world, they can't compete with that temptation because they haven't studied and because they're still a babe in Christ. Where are you at this morning? Are you a babe in Christ? Have we described you this morning in reading about these scriptures? Would you say you're a strong Christian? You think your senses are exercised? You think you can discern good and evil? Are you growing? Are you a growing Christian? You know, I think it's important to know that no matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, there's always room to grow. There's no point when you're just a strong Christian and that's it and you get to quit. There's always room to grow. And are you a babe? Do you find yourself needing to be retaught those first principles of God? Do you find yourself easily being taken by the devil, being tossed to and fro by even God's word, by God's word that is too difficult for you to digest? Are you a 25-year-old babe? Are you a 40-year-old babe? Are you a 50-year-old babe? Are you an 80-year-old babe? Where do you find yourself this morning? As we've already said, Satan attacks those who are weak. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." You know, when you think about a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, who do you see him attacking? Who do you see the roaring lion attacking? You know, he doesn't attack the strongest in the herd. He's not going to attack the biggest one that's going to be the most difficult. He doesn't care who he gets. He just wants to attack somebody. He's going to attack the newborn babe. It's going to be the easiest target. And if you find yourself this morning as a newborn babe, then you are Satan's target. You are the one who he wants to attack. You are the one that he is planning for. And he is targeting you to attack you. Are you a newborn babe? Do you find yourself needing to be retaught those principles? Finally, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11, it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." The time to put away childish things is now. The time to grow in Christ is now. The time to be able to digest that strong meat is now. We must take that milk and we must build upon it. We must add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. We must keep building upon that. The time is now. If we don't do those things, then Satan makes us his target.